Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got to start with the Falcons-Saints game because that was your weekly deep into overtime. We're probably going to get another tie kind of game. And it was wild. And one thing about Atlanta, they have their offense going, especially Calvin Ridley, who had one hell of a game, got in the end zone three times. I drafted Calvin Ridley in fantasy, and he rode my bench the first 2 weeks.
Did you play him yesterday?
Yes. Thank God I did. Oh, my. I would have been punching myself. Ken, what's his name? Ken Giles? The guy who punched himself? Ken Giles style, if I hadn't. But the Falcon offense was clicking. The problem was the Falcons are losing so many guys on defense. They lost Keanu Neal to start the year, Deion Jones. They lost Ricardo Allen yesterday. They're just losing guys. And on that opening drive of overtime in which the Saints know, hey, we march down the field, we score a touchdown, game over. We don't have to give the football back. It never even felt close. There was one third down play in which it was close. Alvin Kamara caught one, and I thought he was short, but they reviewed that it was a first down. So once they reviewed it again, they're never overturning things. I mean, one thing about the NFL in 2018, they just don't overturn things.
Right.
I thought he was short. That was the only drama. Other than that, dude, they just marched down the field.
Mm.
And then eventually, even when Alvin Kamara's ruled short of the end zone, he knew one play later, all right, Saints are going to get in. They've got a second and goal from the inch-yard line. And Drew Brees runs the sneak, gets in for the touchdown, and the Falcons and Matt Ryan, who had a great game offensively, never got the ball back because they couldn't stop the Saints at all.
Yeah. Hey, look, you know, Brees yesterday also, he scored two touchdowns rushing the football. That one move that he made with a little spin move to get in the end zone to tie the game. He won the game with a quarterback sneak, but he basically jumped over the pile to get into the end zone. He also yesterday set the all-time record, broke Brett Favre's record for completions in his career. I think it's over 6,000 or whatever it is. So, look, I mean, we all know the deal. Brees will be walking into Canton when his career is over.
Yeah, we all know he's a Hall of Famer and all-time great. I don't think there's any stat he could put up, though, that's going to put him as the greatest of all time.
No.
He's always going to be
He'll never be the greatest of all time, but he's clearly a Hall of Fame quarterback.
But he may own every stat.
Right, he may have that.
He may own every possible offensive stat. We still won't look at him that way.
Nope.
I thought the Saints were in a lot of trouble when the Falcons are driving. It looks like the Saints are off the field. They're going to force a field goal. And they got called for an unnecessary roughness penalty on it. Kept the drive going. Two plays later, Falcons scored the touchdown to go up seven. But this was one of those games where if you got the ball last, you're going to win.
Yep.
And the Saints getting the ball to start overtime, there's your difference.
And this is also a blood and guts rivalry game, too. So you know how that is.
It's a very interesting division right now.
Yep.
I mean, because the Falcons, who, like I said, they have their offense going, but their defense is a mess with all the injuries that they have. You've got Carolina. You've got Tampa Bay off to a good start. It looks like the Saints are figuring things out.
Yep.
So, very interesting NFC South.
Pittsburgh tonight. That'll be an interesting game. It's a very tough division. It may be the toughest division in the NFL. It's right there.
Yeah, it's certainly towards the top. And how about, when you talk about offense, what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing right
now. Patrick Mahomes is just lighting it up. Lighting it up. No other way to say it.
13 touchdown passes.
The record, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it a record for the first three games of your career?
Yeah, I think he set, first three games
ever, right?
Of a season.
Right, that's what it is.
And
right,
I think he passed Peyton Manning.
Yeah, and Brady. I think it was Manning and Brady.
What else is new?
Yeah, right.
But what was crazy about this game is that Kansas City, I mean, they're running away with it. It's 35-7 at halftime. You're feeling nice and easy about the knockout.
I had it right. I was feeling pretty good.
And the Niners are coming back.
They made a run.
And Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt as they're making this comeback, and C.J. Beathard comes in, and I think it was the second play, not the first play. Second play, touchdown, and it's called back for offensive pass interference, and it was a terrible call. And you know how you know it was a terrible call, Joe? Here's how you know. Dean Blandino ripped it.
Oh, wow.
He said, hey, that's a terrible call.
Wow.
And so I think they settled for a
lot
of
those.
Yeah, oh, there's tons of them. That was a shame because that would have been crazy. Beathard comes in, throws a touchdown. Niners are in the game. But the real story out of this is Garoppolo's health. And all indications are he tore his ACL and his MCL.
Yep.
and he's going to miss the year. And what a huge setback for him personally and for the 49ers organization.
And it was one of those where he wasn't even hit. You know, and we see that all the time when a guy, you know, those are the worst injuries. You know, he's running, he kind of made a move, kind of cut a little bit. And yep. We're seeing the play right now.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even hit. And, you know, it's terrible when you see that.
Those are the worst ones.
Yep.
And you could see when he went down, he's holding his left knee.
Yep.
And we're not going to see him again until next year, and we don't know what he is.
Yep.
We don't know.
We don't know.
I mean, he took the league sort of by storm last year because the Niners were winning all those games late in the season. This was our chance to find out about him, and I think the results have been mixed so far, but that's it. Those are the results for 2018, and now if you're the Niners, I guess you're just going to run with C.J. Beathard.
I guess.
I mean, you could try to trade for a quarterback. We had a caller earlier mentioning, would they have been in on a guy like Bridgewater? I don't know if they would have been.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, they could very well look at this season and say, forget it. You know, we're going to ride C.J. Beathard. We're probably not going anywhere anyway, and we'll see what happens.
Yep. Could be.
The Dolphins beat the Raiders, and what was crazy is in the first 5 minutes of this game, I thought Jordy Nelson thought he was in Green Bay.
We had a huge game. We catch, what was it, 7 for 163 yards? Something like that.
Here's what's less impressive about it.
They didn't win.
Well, not only did they not win, he had 150 of those yards in the first 5 minutes of the game.
That's amazing.
I'm telling you.
No, I understand. I hear you.
He's on pace for a 500-yard game, and then it went all went to you-know-what. But give the Dolphins credit, man. They run that trick play, which was a beautiful thing.
Yep.
They make the big plays against the
Raiders. Wilson throwing to Grant, right? Kareem Grant, is that his name?
Ja'Keem Grant. Yeah.
Okay.
Wilson makes the pass, and the Dolphins are undefeated. Good for them, man.
Give him credit. And Raiders are 0-3, man. And Gruden's still looking for that pass rusher. How's that going?
Yeah, where's that pass rusher?
And by the way, only because it's the only game going that mattered at that point to lose a close game as I'm watching it on the red zone.
Right.
Khalil Mack does it again. I mean, this guy, 14-13, Cardinals who blew a 14-0 lead, what a surprise. 14-13, Bradford's running out of the pocket. Mack strips Bradford.
Yep.
They recover the fumble, and that sets up what proves to be the game-winning field goal. But then how about the fact that the Cardinals still had a chance to win the game? That, you know, Steve Wilks goes to Josh Rosen in the first moments of his career with the game on the line.
Yeah.
How about that?
He goes to Rosen 16-14, four minutes to go in the game.
Yeah.
That's when he goes to him.
Here you go, son. Start your career.
good luck, kid.
Right.
And, I mean, there was no doubt. I just didn't feel it was going to be Mayfield all over again.
Yeah, well, he threw a pick that was called back for a touchdown. Called back for a penalty that was a touchdown.
That was eventually on that drive because he got the ball twice.
Right.
He threw an interception on fourth down, which didn't matter as much because it actually brought them back a few yards. But, yeah, think about this if you're a gambler. So the spread in this game was Chicago laying 5.5. They're up by 2. Cardinals have the football.
Yep.
I took Arizona, by the way. So, I think I got this thing in the bag. And he throws a pick 6. So, the Bears are going to cover and the over. Both change because of a meaningless pick 6. But wait a second. There's a flag.
Yep.
And it was Khalil Mack. He was actually offside. So, legitimate call.
Yeah.
Nothing BS there. He was clearly offside. They call it back. And, you know, they don't get a pick 6. I forget how it ends. Maybe.
No, he threw a pick at the end of the game.
Oh, is that how it ended?
Yeah, he threw a pick to end the game.
Threw another interception.
Yep.
Great win by the Bears, though.
Bears look pretty good. They look pretty good.
I know the Cardinals
could easily be 3-0.
They should be.
Yeah.
The game against Green Bay, first week of the year, they had it.
Yep.
That's a good win. It's on the road.
I completely agree.
The Cardinals are awful. We understand that.
Plus, they were down 14-0 in the game, too.
Yeah.
So, I forget that.
They came back in this game. The Rams continue to look like an elite team.
They look like the best team in the league right now. I would say the Rams are, at this moment, the best team in the league.
They're the most complete team. The damaging thing were the injuries. They lost Peters and
Tlaib. Yeah, the two corners,
And they've got it's going to be a very interesting Thursday night because they're playing the Vikings.
Yeah.
Interesting because, the Rams are banged up off to this great start.
It is home. It is in L.A., though.
That's a help, sure.
Yeah.
But the Vikings are coming off one of the most pathetic losses you'll ever see.
I couldn't believe, as I'm watching the Giant game, and I'm seeing the score of this game, and I'm like, really? Are you serious? And I'm like you. I thought the Vikings were going to get back in the game.
Yeah.
And they didn't even get over midfield until the fourth quarter. Are you kidding me?
On a football Sunday at 1 o'clock, I've got the Sunday ticket through the internet, so Apple TV or PlayStation.
Right.
So one of the cool features they have on Apple TV is you can put 4 games on at the same time, and they'll split up your screen. Very cool. So I pick 4 games. I put them on. At 1 o'clock, there's a few games that aren't going to make the cut. So when I was going through the games, I said, well, I'm not putting Vikings Bills up.
Right.
I mean, that's a waste
right.
of time.
Right, even though you had them in a knockout pool.
I had them in that, but I was cocky, Joe. I didn't need to put them
on. I mean, I and rightfully so.
All of a sudden, I see the scroll score.
Oh, my God.
17-0. I say to myself, oh, crap, I better put this game on.
Yep.
And, yeah, it was 27-0 at the half.
How about Josh Allen?
He looked pretty good. Great.
He did. How about hurdling that defensive back? that's a quarterback doing.
I know. It's a little risky, though. I don't know if he should be doing that.
I would say it's risky, for sure.
And also,
I don't think I want Sam Darnold doing that.
No. How about the defense as a whole, though?
I know.
Milano was playing great. The whole team, they were beasts all over the place.
It just shows you that we know nothing week to week in this league.
Makes no sense.
You know nothing. I mean, who knows? I mean, you kidding me? But it was the biggest underdog. What, it was 16-point underdogs in the game.
Yeah.
I think it's the biggest upset as far as the point spread since, like, 1995.
Yep.
And it's unbelievable.
It was a monstrous upset.
Yep.
Who could have predicted it? No one could have predicted it. The Eagle-Colt game, you get Carson Wentz back. He's fine. Andrew Luck. How about Andrew Luck being pulled last play of the game? You see that?
I did not see that, no.
Well, because...
For just a Hail Mary bomb?
Yeah, because basically Jacoby Brissett's just got better arm strength.
Yeah,
so it makes sense.
Yeah.
But the game essentially ended when Luck had a shot 4th-and-3 from like the 5-yard line. And Derek Barnett sacked him to seal it, which is only fitting because that's the strength of the Eagles. So it was certainly a much closer game than you could have imagined. The Eagles covered the number. But they had a shot. I mean, the Colts had a shot right there.
They did.
Inside the 5-yard line, about a minute, 2 minutes to go in the game.
What is a team I have no idea what they... No feel for whatsoever is the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, still
I didn't think they'd be any good. They lose opening week to the Bengals. They come back and beat up the Redskins on the road last week, and they gave the Eagles all they wanted here.
Sure.
I mean, they really did.
Well, what do you make of the Bengals?
I don't know
Andy
what they
Dalton
are
Andy Dalton throws 4 interceptions.
I don't know what they are.
They lose to
I'm
Carolina.
I'm not surprised. That was one of my picks, Carolina. I'm not surprised they lost that game. I don't know. Bro, right now, honestly, I don't know what anybody is. What do I know?
I know the Chiefs can score a lot of points.
Okay, and we know the Rams look like the best team in the league. Okay,
I mean... Until they lose 35-3 on Thursday night, right?
Well, I don't know
would that surprise you?
Nothing that surprises me. I mean, the Jaguars yesterday, you know, the Jaguars were all anointing the Jaguars. Oh, you know, this, that, and Bortles looks unbelievable against New England and all that. Well, clearly they had a hangover after the win against New England, and they couldn't even put the ball in the end zone against the Titans. And that's a game. How about the fact that Gabbert starts the game and Mariota comes in?
Well,
I mean,
can I ask a dumb question?
I don't.
I got a stupid question.
Stupid question.
Maybe you can enlighten me.
I know.
If Marcus Mariota is not healthy enough to play, he doesn't start.
Right.
Gabbert gets hurt, but now he's healthy enough to play?
If
he was healthy enough to play as a backup, why wouldn't he be healthy enough to play as a starter?
Makes no sense.
I don't understand that.
Nope.
And one thing to keep in mind, and maybe we shouldn't have ignored this, the Titans always beat the Jaguars.
They do. They beat them twice last year, didn't they?
Yeah, 5 out of 6 times now dating back. So it's what they've done. Hey, look, the Jaguars reminded you. They have a big-time defense, we all know, but sometimes that offense can go completely away. They need Leonard Fournette back, and he'll be back next week against the Jets.
I don't expect to beat the Jaguars.
No, especially because I figured you'd be upset about this with the Jaguars coming off a loss.
I am a little bit. I tell you what, and I won't do it because it's my team, but the Jaguars in a knockout pool are not a bad pick.
Not a bad pick.
Nope.
I agree with you.
Nope.
And you talk about another team I can't figure out. How about the Washington Redskins?
I know it.
They may be the most Jekyll and Hyde team of the season so far.
And we had another one of these terrible roughing the passes on Clay Matthews again.
I know.
It's terrible.
It just doesn't make a lot of sense. I wasn't surprised about Seattle. You know, go back into that building.
No, not at all.
And the Cowboy defense looks good. I'll give you that.
Yeah, but their offense is not any good, man.
Their offense is awful. Dak's got nobody to throw to.
Yep.
And the Cowboys is stupid. Did you see the end of the first half? At the end of the first half, the Seattle Seahawks, you know, they're way out of field goal range.
Right? Oh, my God. Yes, I did.
And so Randy Gregory decides,
what
I'm going to do is I'm going to slap this guy's helmet with 5 seconds
left. And basically gave him 3 points. You're 100%.
Handed him 3 points.
Yep.
It's a 14-3 game. That's the way it should be.
Here's a guy that can barely get on the field with all the issues he's had off the field. So let me do that to just endear myself to the Cowboy coaching staff.
How stupid is that?
I mean, what are you doing?
And so
you're 100% right.
Janikowski gets a 47-yard field goal. Well, let's do the math. Without the 15-yard penalty, that's a 62-yard field goal.
And they still might have tried it with Janikowski's leg, but I doubt he was going to make it.
Yeah, they probably try it, but the odds are he's not going to make
it. That's what I'm saying,
You're right. Yeah. A very dumb penalty by Randy
Gregory. I thought Russell, I watched a lot of that game. You know, I was in and out because I was watching a lot of Tiger yesterday as well after the Giant game. But Russell Wilson had a terrific game, made some great. That one pass he threw to Lockett, I mean, over two guys, was a perfect throw.
Yep.
And, you know, Elliott had a big fumble in this game. He had a lot. He rushed for about 120-something yards, but he had a big fumble, you know, deep in Seattle territory when the Cowboys still had a chance to come back in a game. So I just don't like the Cowboy offense at all.
So who is the number one challenger to the Rams in the NFC West? Is it Seattle?
I think so.
That's not
I mean, with
much.
No Garoppolo, the Cardinals, to me, unless Josh Rosen turns out to be unbelievable, I don't think they're any good. I think it's definitely Seattle. Well, I would think so.
They're going to get a big opportunity, the Seahawks, because they go to Arizona. If they can take care of business and get the 2-2, they got the Rams at home week 5.
Right.
So
right.
We'll see. I honestly, right now, I look at the talent level on all these teams. The Rams are going to run away with this division.
You would think so.
That's the way it looks.
Yes.
But, hey, you never know in this league. That's the lessons of week 3. And then, of course, it was capped off by the Patriots getting completely outclassed by the Detroit Lions, and a historic night because the Detroit Lions finally had a 100-yard rushing game. Kerryon Johnson did it.
Yep.
And the Gronk story is hilarious. So if you didn't see this, Joe, earlier in the day, Adam Schefter drops a little Schefter bomb.
Okay.
And he says that the Patriots were ready to trade Gronk to the Lions during the offseason.
Okay.
And Gronk said, I won't go. I will retire if they send me to Detroit. So they asked Gronk before the game about this. Or was it after the game? I don't even know when they asked him. I read it this morning, so I'm not sure when. And Gronk confirms the whole thing. He's like, yeah, Brady's my quarterback. I ain't playing without Brady. So I said, no, I'm not going. So he confirmed the whole story that Bill, and you had predicted that for a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Because they didn't want to pay him. They weren't going to pay him.
Well, so you were technically right because they traded him.
Yeah.
But he put the hammer down, which he has the right to do. He has the right to say, I'm going to retire. If he wants to retire, he can retire. But he said, Brady's my quarterback. So Gronk's still with the Patriots. He was never traded to the Lions. And now all of a sudden, you know, there's a difference in New York with the feel of the Giants now that they got a victory. How about the feel in Detroit now for Matt Patricia?
Yeah.
Running him out of town.
It beats the bat.
It beat the Patriots.
They're buried by the Jets, and then they beat up the Patriots.
That's right.
That's why you just, this league, you just can't. You can't. You have no idea. You have no idea.
Like, Detroit goes to Dallas next week. You have any idea what's going to happen in that game?
I tend to like the Cowboys in this game, but
right?
But do I have any idea? If you ask me who I think is winning the game, I would say Dallas. So do I have any idea? No.
No idea.
I got no idea. I mean, what idea do I have?
No, I have nothing. I mean, there's a lot of games when you start to look ahead to next week where you just shrug your shoulders and say, I don't know. What the hell's going to happen there?
I don't know anything.
Buccaneers, Bears in Chicago. Let's
no
see
idea.
What Tampa does tonight.
Well, let me see Tampa tonight against the Steelers. You know,
Indianapolis at home against Houston.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, that was the one you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I look at the knockout pool this week. Okay, there's three games that jump out at me in a knockout pool. I won't pick the Jaguars against the Jets, but I would certainly look at that if I wasn't a Jet fan.
Right.
The other one I like the Falcons at home against the Bengals. I do. I mean, I don't know why, but I just do. Bounce back after losing to the Saints. And the other one I like is the Chargers at home against the Niners. What are the Niners now without Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, C.J. Beathard, a quarterback.
I don't know what they are.
The problem is it's like a Niner home game. It's going to be like all Niner fans.
That is the problem.
Yeah.
Because they got no home field advantage whatsoever this
That's
game.
A big problem.
There actually was, watching a little bit of the Ram game yesterday with them, they're actually in a Coliseum, had like 90,000 there yesterday. There actually seemed to be Charger fans there.
I didn't get that sense.
Thought I got a little bit when the Chargers scored. I thought so. Maybe I'm nuts.
You know where there was also that kind of split at the Cardinal Bear game?
Oh, there was a ton of Bear fans. And it was a ton of Raider fans in Miami, too.
Yes, that too.
And a lot.
You get a lot of that in the NFL now.
You do.
Get a lot of transplanted fans and just a lot of people who grow up rooting for teams from other cities.
Yeah.
Just get a lot of that in the NFL.
There's a lot of it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.